All right, so last night, as we try to make our way around this wonderful burg and see as much of it as we can, it was time to get a little touristy, get a little mainstream here. Mark Folliwell would have been very much at home because we decided that we should get into the French Quarter a little bit.
Yeah, now we had a game plan prior, and there was a reason we were going to go down there, because we got invited, thanks to Hunter over at Patron. He invited us to the Patron party, where they brought up a renovated train car. Who was it? Whose was it? Jean-Paul Gaultier?
Van Damme?
Yeah, Jean-Paul Van Damme. Isn't that the guy's name? Whose car it was? The guy from the hair guy?
Yeah, I think.
I can't remember his name, but anyway. Or was it Mitchell? Mitchell? Jean-Paul Mitchell? Or okay. Either way. Renovated train car. And had a big party, and they had all these crazy drinks.
Wonderful beverages.
Yeah, yeah. Really good
apparently,
drinks.
Yes.
Like these specialty drinks. Mixology drinks, if you will.
Yes.
And
they were wonderful. I'm liking the role of the mixologist in this world now all of a sudden.
I know, right? It's kind of cool. So we have a few of those drinks, and it gets to be about 10 o'clock, and we got a couple of... Oh, and you tried your first muffaletta.
Yes.
And?
Pretty good.
Yeah, see?
Pretty good.
Something you thought you would never, ever eat, right? A couple years ago, you think you'd ever eat anything with... ham and salami and olive spread and cheese and...
It works. It freaking
must say,
works.
It sounded far-fetched.
Right.
But it did work. Like everything down here, it works somehow.
Right. So it's 62. He busts his muffaletta cherry. 62.
Wow. That's one way of putting it.
Yeah, probably not the best.
Wow.
So we, you know, we're kind of lubed up, and it's me and Mike and Donovan and the killer, and we say, let's go to the quarter. We're down to the French Market, which is next to the quarter.
Mm-hmm. And we've been hanging out on this train car with a bunch of Playboy girls and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Playboy models there, who we didn't talk to.
I'm sure
to.
They were real interested in you guys.
Oh, we were like magnets to
Anytime you hear the phrase, oh, and by the way, there's Playboy girls at this party, just know one thing.
They're not talking to you.
No. Unless you're the killer, and on a cramped train car, you walk right over to them, get down on one knee, and just say, what's up?
Oh. Hi, boy.
And then offered them some Wi-Fi.
Yes. Do you have free Wi-Fi?
Okay, so you did that, and what kind of response were you met with?
They giggled, and we had a brief conversation, and then they were told, hey, you guys can go home now. So they left.
Not before the killer got a picture made with him, though.
Yes.
The killer is so... I mean, he will ask anyone to get a picture made, especially women. Hey, mind if I get my photo with you? And sure enough, I mean, they all oblige.
Well, he's new killer now.
He is. He's svelte killer. So off to the French Quarter we go. Now, look. We've done everything off the beaten path, everything, it seems like. So if you come down here and you're down here for a week, you better spend a night down there. You need to. Now, do you know the last time you went down there? Did we go down there 10 years ago?
Yeah, I was down there one night 10 years ago.
Okay. Here's the first thing I'll tell you about the French Quarter, the fabled French Quarter, on a Thursday before the Super Bowl. Man, it was not crowded, and I couldn't believe it.
On a Thursday? That surprises me.
Danny, it was shocking.
We've heard from just about everybody down here that's had anything to say about this, that this week has been a lot less than they thought it would be.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. It does make no sense, but that's what they're saying about it.
I mean, look, yes, there were tons of people down there, but I was expecting sensory overload. Where you couldn't move, and you're fighting to get into a bar, and you know you can forget you can forget going to the tropical isle and paddos and places like that because the line will be out the door.
And you know, don't misunderstand. There were definitely people down there, but it was not like that.
Right. So I figured, you know, and we had the list of bars that Danny liked down there in the quarter. So we first go to a bar that I was telling Mike about yesterday that's very famous for one thing down there. They're hand grenades.
Oh,
Tropical
God.
Isle. And that's we go in there.
That's a mistake. I know you went in Rome, but just don't do that.
Why?
They're so sugary and with 180 proof grain alcohol in them. They make you feel
right.
like crap.
Yeah, they're strong.
Yeah, they are.
They're very, very strong.
They are, and we'd had probably,
stumbling
two
out
or three.
Of there like Jay Ratliff.
We'd had two or three mixology beverages already.
Yeah.
So.
We were drinking like the black man drinks, the sweet drinks.
Yes.
All night. Because we had those Patron drinks, and then we had that hand grenade. And at that point, Donovan, I could tell, was pretty drunk. And you were, too. I think my body has absorbed so much alcohol over the last 5 days that it would take a turn-up truck full of whiskey to get me drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk. So.
What about crunk?
And crunk. So we go there, and then we look at Danny's list, and we're like, you know what, let's go to one of Danny's bars that he recommended. And Danny recommended Lafitte's and Murphy's and...
No, Fahey's.
Fahey's, yeah.
Molly's and Chart Bar.
Yeah, Molly's. So we found Molly's. It was right next to the Tropical Isle.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into Molly's, and what'd you think?
It was everything I would think a bar he would like would be.
Off the beaten path, quiet, probably empty.
Dark.
Dark, very dark.
Smelly.
And nothing to it.
No one's in there.
Mm-hmm. It's Danny, a good place to get away.
Mike was like, God, this is so Danny. But we agreed to all have a drink in there.
Was there a female bartender?
No, it was a male.
Okay.
It was a bearded male. So we have a drink in there, and then we set off to go down to Bourbon Street and just walk.
Just see what's going on down there.
Yeah.
And by the way, for anyone interested in this aspect of the scene here in New Orleans, there was a far, far heavier presence of Ravens fans down there last night than 49ers.
Yeah, infinitely.
All right, so off we go down Bourbon Street. And was the first stop there Pat O'Brien's?
No, Mike, that was the last.
Oh, no. The first stop?
All right, well, what was the first
stop? Wow, that was awesome. You know what the first stop was? Is we get on Bourbon Street, and you had to go tinkle.
Mm-hmm.
You had to run to the little boys' room, which you did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get back out on the street, and he hears Maroon 5 playing. And so, of course, he's like, we got to go, man. We got to go. It's Moves Like Jagger. So we go tumbling into this bar with this terrible band.
They were not bad.
Danny.
They were not bad.
Danny.
Were they across the street from the Preservation Hall?
I don't know.
Because that's
sure
where all the crappy, loud-ass cover bands play.
They were so bad. And
they were not bad.
They're doing Moves Like Jagger. You didn't even know where you were.
It's a 5-4.
Yeah, I did.
Just now.
Really? You didn't even know... You
All
shut
right.
up.
I'm having a hard time reconstructing the night. That's
yeah.
understandable.
Right. So, anyway, we go in this place, and we're standing off to the side, and I don't even think we got a drink in there. We were just standing there watching the band. Or maybe I had a beer that I bought off the street, because you can take anything in anywhere
well, we
and out of anywhere.
We were planning on staying. I just wanted to duck in there and hear them do that song and then go again.
Right. So, as the song is wrapping up, here comes one of these shot winches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of these women that has like just a tray full of shots and little test tubes. Little,
so
you know, those
stupid.
Yeah. Well, dude, this woman, I've never seen anything like it. First off, she was about 5'4", 220.
Huge.
She was quite large. She immediately grabs Killer, who tells her, and he was the only smart one of the bunch. He goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. Because what she did was, She put two of those test tubes in her mouth. And then she grabs you by the back of the head, forces you into her, and dumps the two test tubes in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's her trick.
Right.
So Killer goes, and I didn't hear this, he told me later, he goes, I don't drink. Just to get her away from him. Well, the next thing I know, she walks over to Mike. She grabs Mike by the back of the head, shoves his face into her boobs, and I mean like pushes him all in there. This woman is huge and strong.
I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, you do.
No,
yes,
I don't.
You do.
No, I don't. All I remember is those that
you
boobs
named,
being
you
forced
named,
on me.
You named Pat O'Brien's or whatever. And that was the last place you went, so you remember everything up to that. There's no getting out of this.
Right, you remember the
Mike.
Band. You remember the band being good, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, you remember this, I guarantee you.
This all happened real fast.
Mike's face is buried in this fat chick's rack and just
pushed them together.
Getting smushed. I mean, she won't
like
stop.
Slapping them back and forth and
yes,
dancing
she
around.
Won't, I mean, yeah. It's just on, and you can hear Mike in there going.
none of that is true.
Oh, yeah.
This did not happen.
Okay.
None of this happened.
Okay.
All right, we're rolling now.
So then she does the shot thing with him. She forces the shot down his throat. Well, I'm standing next to him, and she looks at me and grabs me. I'm like, no! No, and I'm screaming. It's like I'm being raped. And you can attest to this, man. It was unbelievable. I am forcing her away from me.
It was violent.
Yeah, I have her by the arm and the throat.
She has you against the wall.
She has pushed me against the wall, and I'm going, no, 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 like screaming at her.
Dude, just roll with it.
Well, I didn't want I didn't want sloppy seconds in her boobs is what I didn't want.
Oh, you think that Mike was the first guy that night?
Mike had the biggest grin
on his face. I was never there.
Right.
Didn't know that happened.
And yeah, and milk.
Freudian. Boy, no doubt.
So, this woman is so strong. It's like the strength of 1,000 chimps.
She was very aggressive, too.
She fights me off. She gets both of my arms away from her, somehow has the dexterity to grab two shots, put them in her mouth, grab the back of my head, yank me in, and dump them in my mouth. It was really unbelievable. It really was. So, I don't even know what that was.
I don't either. It was awful.
And then off we go, back down Bourbon Street. And, you know, Mike keeps looking in the little girly places.
Of course.
Yeah. Should we go in here, man? He did have one funny line, though.
Suggest that once.
You don't remember anything, I guess, I thought. He walks up there to look in the window of one of those places, and then he walks back out. I go, what'd you see? And he goes, gross. So I tell him, I go, look, let's go to Pato's. Let's go find Pato's, and because you'd never had a hurricane before, had you?
No.
Oh my god.
And
what?
Nothing. I just can't believe you guys are doing this. This is great.
I know. So we go to Pato's, and I thought there would be at least a 30-minute wait to get in Pato's. Walk right in. Sit wherever. It was unbelievable.
You should have gone to Pete O'Brien's. You'd have gotten a seat immediately.
I'd have rather gone to Pete O'Brien's.
We order a hurricane, and we drink our hurricane, and that's when things got really dicey between Mike and Donovan. That's when they started exchanging the, I don't think I've ever been this drunk line. And I didn't realize that you guys were that hammered. But I know that that hurricane, I don't know what they put, is that Everclear or something like that?
Sure.
I mean, dude, it's so strong.
If I hadn't had that, then I would have been all right.
That's the place I went to in college, Mike, where I had, I think, probably six of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I go throw up in the bathroom. And the porter in the bathroom, this old black guy.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm sitting there in a stall puking, the stall's open, and he's like looking at me. He's like, are you okay in there, young fella? Ooh, wee, look at that. Barbecued beans and brisket.
All right, that's quite a voice you're doing there, too.
He was like 90. So.
What are you doing?
So, at this point, you are toast.
By the way, the ingredients for a hurricane, white rum, Jamaican dark rum, and Bacardi 151.
And lots of it. They're really strong.
They were. And like I say, I was okay with everything up until that point.
You didn't even drink half of yours, though. I was disappointed in you.
You couldn't keep it down, could you, buddy?
No, I just knew when to quit.
You didn't even remember that you didn't finish it, Holmes. I guarantee you that. So we go back to our hotel where there was a party going on until 3 in the morning at our hotel, like some big Super Bowl event.
Yes, and this party was sponsored by some fantasy football outfit.
Yes. It was really, really funny, because all it was nookie girls and dorks. So,
and not many of either.
Mike went up to the hotel room. It was at about 2:15 when you looked at me, waved, and said, "I'm out, man." And I turned to our friend Nikki and said, "Dude, he is going to be dead in the morning." And man, you were. Holy cow. You looked awful.
Yeah. It was a big night.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, though. And you know what? The thing is, Mike hates all the tourist stuff typically in these cities.
Mm-hmm.
You should have seen him bouncing on Bourbon Street. And this is great, man. I love this place so much.
Yeah, Donovan and I loved it.
Like, it's something that typically you would hate, loathe, because of the hype, because of the people, because of the cheese element to it.
Well,
but, man,
I'm not saying I want to, you know, go down there tonight.
Right.
And do it or anything.
Right.
But, you know, just as a tourist, which is essentially what we are,
yeah,
why not?
100, I know. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with one night down there on the quarter. But
it was good times.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I don't know if I necessarily see it that way today, but at the time, it was a good time.
Sure, sure.
All right, 5:35. Thank you. Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.